there?
I don't reckon it looks that bad.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've had worse. My brother hit me in the eye with a hurl once.
Ian.
Well, come on. I mean, I thought scars were meant to be sexy.
Would you stop joking about? This isn't funny.
Yeah, I know.
You need to go to the police.
No.
Why not?
We've been over this. There's no point. Oh, don't look at me like that.
What if Lee had assaulted somebody else? What if he hit Roy or Caroline?
Adam.
Would you tell them not to report him? But this bigot hit you because he didn't like it that you're gay and you don't want to make a fuss about it?
No, no, I don't. Adam, look, please. Please don't make me feel like I'm betraying the cause. I married you, didn't I? I mean, it's not like I'm pretending to be something I'm not.
You can't let these people think they can get away with it. That chairman of theirs trying to bung you a few quid so you'd forget about it.
I know.
It's appalling.
But not all of the team were like that. One of Lee's mates was very apologetic.
One?
And anyway, it's not just about me. Roy says Caroline's worried about it ending up in the press.
Oh, so Caroline wants you to keep quiet about it too?
Well, that's not what I said.
She should be supporting you.
And she is. She was great on Friday night, but she's worried about the reputation of the hotel. Honestly, there's no point blowing it out of proportion. It was just a stupid, drunken scuffle.
But
and I really don't want to keep going over and over it. Please, Adam. I mean, it was unpleasant enough as it was. Let's not make it a thing between us.
But he hurt you, though.
I know. And I'm asking you to let it go.
Car problems.
Hey. Oh, hello there, William. What do we owe the pleasure?
Oh, I just thought I'd drop by. I've not seen you in a while.
No.
So, how's it going?
Oh, I think it's the head gasket. I was hoping I wouldn't have to replace it, but the engine keeps overheating.
Right.
So that won't be cheap. Good thing I'm doing a couple of shifts down at Grange Farm this week.
How come you're milking down there?
Edward and Mike are going down to Oxfordshire to look at some Guernseys.
Why? Are they replacing some of the herd?
No, they're expanding, didn't we tell you?
Well, I knew they were thinking about it. Didn't know they were actually going to do it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to rent some more land from the estate. Edward went to see Brian and for once he's come up trumps.
Brian has?
Eddie?
But hold on.
What do you think you're doing? Why aren't you changed?
Yeah, hello, love. Did you have a nice time at church?
Look at the state of you. Go on, stop tinkering with that engine and get inside.
Hang on a minute. I don't understand.
Oh, sorry, love.
But has Brian already agreed to rent Ed the land?
Yeah, that's right.
Eddie, go on.
Okay.
We're in a bit of a rush, you see. We're meant to be at Oliver and Caroline's in 20 minutes.
Ah, Clary, you're back.
Joe.
You see my braces?
You ain't wearing them, are you?
Of course.
Oh, honestly.
What's going on at Oliver and Caroline's?
Oh, they're doing us a proper lunch. You know, to mark young Edward taking over the tenancy.
And I ain't turning up with these two looking like whirls or gummage.
But it's...
We'll see you another time, darling, okay, when we ain't so busy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, now go on, both of you, inside.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going.
Go and get yourself clean.
Oh, good heavens, Ian.
It's fine.
That must be so sore.
No, I'm sure if you hadn't been so quick with the first aid kit, it would have been a lot worse.
Hardly.
No, it's not as bad as it looks.
If you say so. Otherwise, though, how are you feeling?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly, Caroline. You'd have been trying to tell Adam. I just want to put the whole thing behind me.
You still don't want to prosecute?
No, you don't need to worry.
Ian, I wasn't worried.
No, I know, but...
If you wanted to press charges, you know I'd support you.
I just don't think it would do any good. And, I mean, why create bad publicity for the hotel?
Well, thanks. It still might get out there.
What, you mean the photographer?
I've been trying to get in touch with Borsetshire Life.
What, but no luck?
No. Just the editor's answer machine.
The last thing I want is to find myself spread across the pages of a magazine.
No. But surely barroom brawls are hardly the normal subject of Borsetshire Life, are they?
No.
I just... rather be safe than sorry.
So would I.
Hello.
Hello, son.
Edward.
Wow, look at the pair of you. How come you're dressed up so smart?
Come on through, Clary.
Thanks, Oliver.
You're making me feel shabby.
You see, Clary, our Edward ain't got himself all dressed up.
Oh, nonsense. He looks just fine alone.
Hiya, Mum. Mm.
Caroline should be back in a minute. In the meantime, I'm sure she won't mind if we make a start. Ed, pass the champagne. There's a good chance.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a shame Emma's had to work this morning.
Oh, she'll be here in half an hour.
Oh, I suppose.
Oh, it was funny getting here and seeing George in the hallway. You and your brother used to love playing out there too. Remember? Whizzing your toy cars across the tiles and tearing up and down the stairs.
Oh. Yeah, I remember you shouting at us.
Oh, brings back so many memories.
Oh, it most certainly does.
Aha! There we go.
Well, just goes to show you, don't it?
What's that, Eddie?
Well, you can't get rid of us Grundys that easily.
Now, Eddie.
No, he's quite right. I know how much it must mean to you to see Ed taking over the tenancy.
I should, Coco.
And for my part, I couldn't be more delighted. It's no less than he deserves.
Oh, Oliver, don't start.
Don't like being told how good you are, do you?
Yeah, not when it's not true.
Now, rubbish, you've done brilliantly, Lou. Yeah.
Of course you have.
Me and your mum couldn't be more proud.
You see? Listen to them.
Well, just shut up, all of you.
So, champagne, Clary?
Oh, lovely, Tar. Hello, everyone.
Hello, darling.
Hello. I'm so sorry I'm late.
No.
Oh, don't worry.
All sorts of stuff going on at the hotel.
Everything all right?
Yes. Oh, so one of those for me.
Yeah, well, of course, here we are.
Oh, wonderful.
So, a toast then, don't you think?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Why not?
To a new Grundy era at Grange Farm.
To a new Grundy era.
Meg, come back here.
All right, Will.
Afternoon.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Heel. Just checking the boundaries for stray birds.
Ah. You haven't seen Linda about, have you?
Linda? No. Good girl.
I thought she might be stomping the footpath again.
No. Well, I haven't seen her.
Well, that makes a change.
Hey, Adam, I was wondering,
Yeah?
Well, you should know. Is it true the estate have agreed to rent Ed some land?
That's right. Not that Brian bothered to mention it to me.
No, I hadn't heard either.
I agree with him, though. It makes good PR for Borchester Land.
You reckon?
Yeah. Why, don't you?
Oh, I suppose. Well, it's just a bit annoying, that's all. I mean, I wanted some extra land to expand the shoot, to make it more sustainable.
Will.
And the board turned me down. Meanwhile, Ed decides he's going to be a dairy farmer.
It's very different, though. For a start, it's a lot less land that Ed'll be renting.
Maybe.
It's nowhere near the shoot. Oh, to be honest, that land's far better for grazing than it ever was for arable. I think it sounds very promising.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, talking to Ed, he seems to know what he's doing.
Well, it's still a risk, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, of course.
And it's not as if Ed's got any experience running a business.
He's got a lot of support, though. Bet your family are all behind him.
Oh, well, don't get me wrong. It's not like I want him to fail. I mean, there's George to think about. It's no good for him if Ed makes a hash of it.
Well, no.
Yeah, he'd better succeed. I just hope he's got it in him. That's all.
Well done, darling.
Hmm?
That was delicious. Well, everybody seems to be enjoying themselves.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good.
But what about you?
Me?
You sure you're all right? You just seem a bit...
Yes, Oliver, I'm fine. What about you? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it does feel a little strange now it's come to it.
Yes.
And it didn't help when Joe made that comment about real farmers not retiring.
Well, you're not either. You're going to be doing the bottling on Wednesday.
Well, yes, I know.
I'm only
Hello.
Saying.
Where do you want these?
Oh, Clary, thank you. Just put them on the side.
Now, you didn't have to do that, Clary.
Oh, don't be daft.
Is there anything else on the table that needs clearing?
Just Eddie and Joe's beer glasses, I think.
Right.
Now, honestly, Terry, just go back to the dining room, sit down.
Well, actually, Oliver, I did just want to have a quick word.
Huh?
Wanted to say thank you. You've done so much for our Edward.
Oh, Clary.
Now, when I think about everything we've been through, all the business with Emma and almost losing him.
Yeah, I know.
You've always been there for him. Well, you didn't have to be.
But I wanted to be. I know it's been a rough road, but Well, I think Ed is an extraordinary, determined young man.
I Oh, Oliver.
In many ways, I think of him... I think of him as a son.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
Eddie?
No, come on in.
I thought you might have some more beer.
Yeah, of course. It's just here.
Oh, you're just saying to Oliver how grateful we are to him.
Yeah, I heard him.
And I said it's got nothing to do with me. You're his family. You're the important ones.
We still owe you a lot. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, here's your beer, Eddie. Oh,
cheers, Oliver.
Grandad, are you all right?
Hmm? Oh, just having a pipe.
You're cold out here.
No. I've always liked this spot. Me and your gran used to sit out here of a summer's evening, watching the sun go down behind the acid hills. Now it's all yours.
Not exactly.
Oh, maybe not the house, but you're farming the land again. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I guess.
There ain't no other feeling like it.
Thank you, Grandad.
Eh?
You know, for everything. For getting me to speak to Brian, for paying for the business plan.
Oh.
I couldn't have done this without you.
Nonsense, you did it yourself. And now you've got to live up to it.
Yeah.
You couldn't have made this old man no happier, though.
Oh, sorry.
Hiya, Caroline.
I was just checking where the door was open. Coffee's on the table.
Oh, right.
No, don't worry. Finish your pipe.
No. Oh.
Ah, there you are.
It's okay, we're coming in now.
Mind the step, Grandad.
Yeah, you got it.
Caroline, hold on.
What?
Darling, what's wrong? I can tell you're upset about something.
Not now, Oliver.
Is it still to do with the photographer? We've talked about this. There's no way Borsetshire Life are ever going to publish
it. I know, so let's just go inside.
Trust me. Come on. Today's supposed to be a new start for us, too. And think how much easier things will be now that I can devote my time to the hotel, eh?
What if they sell them, Oliver?
Sorry?
If there are pictures, they've got to be worth something. Even if Glenn Whitehouse doesn't publish them, he could still sell them to somebody else.
Hadn't really occurred to me.
Exactly. That's why I'm worried. That's why I need to talk to him.
Yes, I see.
Who knows where those photos could end up?
Well, do you remember leaving it here?
I don't know, Roy. I don't think so. But I've looked everywhere else.
Well, when were you last on reception?
Yesterday afternoon.
What, and you haven't used it since then?
Yes, probably. I can't remember. Oh, excuse me.
Have you tried ringing it?
Yes, of course I've tried ringing it, but... No, you're right. Perhaps it would be worth trying it again.
Oh, it's okay, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks.
Caroline will be here soon anyway. Well, she might have seen it.
Yes.
Although she has got a few other things on her mind at the moment.
What's that?
Oh, after last Friday night.
Oh, yes, of course. That must have been ghastly. One likes to think we're beyond such outbursts of homophobia these days.
Well, it's not just that, though. Caroline's worried about the photographer.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it's ringing.
What about the photographer?
Shh.
Roy, it...
Well, you know Borsetshire Life sent someone after you mentioned it to them?
Yes.
Well, he was snapping away during the fight. And Caroline's worried the pictures are going to get published.
What?
I can't hear anything.
In Borsetshire Life? No. I know the editor isn't one of the most scrupulous of individuals,
well,
but he
could easily sell them on to someone else, though, couldn't he? In fact, one of the local rags would take them. Drunken footballers brawling in the bar with the head chef. It's not exactly the kind of publicity we were hoping to get out of it.
No.
Still, never know. Maybe this Glenn Whitehouse has more principles than we give him credit for. I don't think your mobile phone's here, Linda.
Oh, dear.
Have you been anywhere else with it?
I dropped in on your father and Vicky yesterday.
Oh, did she show you the garden?
What? Oh, no, I'm not allowed to see it until Friday.
Friday?
They're having us over for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, they're going to need to crack on. Still a lot to do if the garden's going to be finished by then.
Yes. Right, I've got to go.
Well, don't you want to wait for Caroline?
I don't need to.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose I'll see you later. You are working later, aren't you? Linda?
Caroline?
Oh, morning, Brian.
How are you? You look a bit...
What?
Well, wonderful, of course.
No. I'm fine. I'm just a bit...
Away with your thoughts, eh?
Yes. Oh, how's Jack, by the way? I've been thinking about him a lot.
Well, it's obviously not good. And Peggy's decided it's time he went into a home.
Oh, she has.
Well, she can't look after him anymore.
No, no. I'm just amazed she's managed for so long. I mean, when he turned up at the hotel last week... But it just brought it home. This is what Peggy's coping with day in, day out. It's so cruel.
Well, she and Jenny are going to look around the Laurels tomorrow.
Good. I'm sure it's the right thing.
Oh, definitely. Look, don't let me hold you up.
No, you're right. I should be in the office by now.
But you don't happen to know if Linda's working this morning, do you? I've been trying to get hold of her.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
No? Oh, fair enough.
OK, then.
I don't expect you're letting Ian out of the kitchen at the moment.
I'm sorry?
Ooh, that shiner he's got there.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, you don't want people thinking he gets into fights with all the guests.
Ian didn't do anything.
No, I know. No, with a black eye like that, it's going to be hard to keep it a secret.
Ah, Dylan Nels, as I live and breathe.
Good morning, Glenn.
And to what do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, well, I was hoping to have a quick word. May I?
Yeah, of course. Take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
You got another hot tip for me, a man you staying at your hotel now.
Actually, it's funny you should say that. I did want to apologise for Friday night's little debacle.
Apologise?
Yes, well, as you point out, I do have to take responsibility for you sending a photographer, and then, obviously, the evening didn't turn out quite the way we anticipated.
No, the pictures came as quite a surprise.
Ah, so there are pictures.
They're very, how would you say, vivid.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you'd agree it's not the kind of episode Borsetshire Life would seek to publicise. I mean, I do hope it hasn't been a complete waste of your time.
A waste?
Yes, I don't suppose you're going to run a feature on it now. I mean...
I'm not sure. I haven't made my mind up yet.
Ah, well now...
Oh, hang on, I better answer this. Hello, Glenn Whitehouse.
Yes, hello, Glenn. This is Caroline Sterling. I'm the owner of Grey Gables Hotel.
Of course. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, you too.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. As I'm sure you're aware, we had something of an incident here at the hotel on Friday night.
Yes, indeed.
Well, to begin with, I'd like to make clear it's not the sort of thing that normally happens at Grey Gables.
No, I'm sure.
And it's certainly not the sort of thing we'd like to become associated with. I'm given to understand there may have been some photographs taken of the confrontation.
There might have been.
Well, in that case, I was rather hoping we might be able to come to some kind of agreement. I mean, it's in neither of our interests to make a big deal out of this, is it? It hardly fits in with your magazine's image.
I'm sorry, I've got somebody here with me at the moment.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put you on hold?
I won't be
a sec.
Caroline? Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right, I'm on hold.
Oh, have you got the rotor there? I need to know when Linda's back on.
Oh, hang on. Let me just have a look.
Miss Roberts on the phone in reception. He doesn't know where she is.
Oh, right.
Seems pretty keen to find her.
She's not on till after lunch.
Oh, right. It's funny. She was here earlier looking for her phone.
Yeah, Brian was trying to get hold of her this morning, too.
Really?
You don't think there's anything wrong, do you?
Don't think so. Robert sounds very chipper. He just needs to speak to her.
OK. Well, she should be here at 2.
Hello?
Yes, Glenn. Oh, excuse me, Roy.
I'll go and tell him.
Thanks, fine. Sorry about that.
You were saying you were hoping we could come to an agreement?
Yes, I was indeed.
Well, I'll be straight with you. We sent out one of our guys to cover your event, and that's got to be worth our while.
I can see that, of course.
You know, I'm not saying I like it, but that's just the way this business works.
You're not going to publish the pictures, surely?
As you say, it's not what we normally deal in.
So you're going to sell them, then?
Well, I might do either. Unless, of course, you can come up with a better solution.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose a double-page advert would go some way to covering my costs.
A double page?
And then you'd get the publicity you want, and I wouldn't have to worry about the money.
Oh, that does seem like an awful lot, though.
Really? I think I'm being quite generous.
There must be a compromise.
Tell you what, why don't you have a little think about it?
What?
I'm putting you back on hold. What a busy morning.
Is that it?
Linda...
Or am I going to get interrupted again?
I don't know what you think I can do for you. I'm only looking out for the best interests of the magazine.
Best interests?
I have to expand the circulation, and this is exactly the kind of story that might draw new readers in.
What? You mean a story from the gutter? The kind of story that would grace the pages of some grubby tabloid?
Well, if I don't publish, I can find plenty of people who will. Look, I understand why you're here. You want to protect your employer.
Yes, and the man who was attacked. He was blameless in all this.
Then perhaps we can come to a compromise. You must overhear things while you're working at the hotel. You know, all those county set functions.
I don't know what you're implying.
Well, I'm just saying you must, you know, keep a few secrets.
I hope you're not suggesting...
Gossip from the powder room, Linda. You already write under a pseudonym. It would be like an extension of your job.
What? You're despicable.
Oh, come on. Dish the dirt on a few of your guests and I won't need to publish the photos.
How dare you? No, I am not going to stoop to your level.
You can call it a promotion.
Oh, thank you.
I can't make you any promises otherwise.
Fine. Go ahead. Publish your grotty little pictures. I can see where this magazine is heading now, and it's straight to the bottom of the market.
Linda...
Well, not with me on board, Mr. Whitehouse. I resign.
Oh, come on now.
No, no, I am not prepared to write for this publication any longer.
You don't have to do that.
Pseudonym or not, I have too much integrity.
Linda... Well, could you shut the door on your way out? Off her rocker. Caroline.
Oh, hello.
So, what's your decision?
How about a single-page advert? That'd be fair.
Sorry, would need to be a double. I could still get more from selling the photos.
But you'll guarantee to get rid of them. You won't use them for anything else.
I'll delete the files as soon as I'm off the phone. So what do you think? We got a deal? You won't regret it. We'll do you a splendid advertising feature.
It's lucky I was passing
by. Robert!
I've been trying to get in touch all morning.
Oh, Robert, are you there?
Wanted to talk to you about the right of way.
Oh, you must be out.
Linda, the footpath.
Yes, what about it?
I know the polytunnel expansion is really Adam's business, but I can see it's taking up a lot of people's time.
Oh!
And I understand you feel very strongly about the issue.
Yes, I do.
However, I think I may be able to offer you something that'll make you feel differently.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry?
Someone else who thinks he can bribe me.
Linda, it's not a bribe.
Really? Because you should know by now, Brian, that I am not a corruptible person. I have principles and I stick to them.
Yes, yes, I know you do. But what I'm suggesting, though, is it's an accommodation.
An accommodation?
Something that would benefit the village in compensation for diverting the footpath.
Oh. Oh, all right, tell me what it is. I haven't got a lot of time, though. I have a busy day.
OK. Well, what I was thinking is that if you were willing to drop your objections, I'd be more than happy to donate a small piece of land for community use.
What?
To be managed by the parish council.
What piece of land? What are you talking about?
Well, there's a decent strip of pasture that runs along the back of Millennium Wood next to the road. I mean, it could be a great little wildlife area.
A wildlife area?
Yes, or whatever you want. I mean, it's entirely up to you and the council. I'm sure you can come up with more imaginative uses than I can.
Right.
But the point is, it would be in recognition of your concession over the footpath.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm only trying to find a compromise.
Oh, no. The seam in my handbag split. My mobile phone was in there all the time.
Oh.
How ridiculous.
So what do you think?
Oh, I don't know, Brian. It still feels like you're trying to buy me off.
Not at all. This is for the whole community. And it's not as though we haven't done it before. I mean, back in the 80s, you agreed we could cover over a right-of-way with a farm pool, and that's become a wonderful local asset. Linda.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Coriander. She's had it. She's had the baby. I've just had a text from Robert.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, this is wonderful. I must get in touch with Robert. I wonder where he is.
Of course. Don't let me keep you. But will you think about it, though? About my proposal? I mean, if you'd like, I could write it up for you to take to your next council meeting.
Yes, that's fine.
So you'll consider it?
Of course. Where is he?
Marvellous.
We need to celebrate.
Sorry. I hadn't yet as late to take over in the shop.
Why didn't you call?
Oh, no phone. I dropped it in the sink this morning.
What?
Don't ask. Oh, it's been one of those days. You got enough lemons there? No Jolene?
No, she and Sid have gone into town. Oh. We thought it was going to be a quiet one, but then we had a last-minute busload of walkers.
Yeah. Oh, sorry again. You've cleared most of the tables.
Yeah, funny that.
Are you OK?
Why?
No reason, you just seem a little bit...
I'm fine.
Ow! Oh. Are you all right?
Yeah, it's not deep. Just stings. Will you be all right on your own for a bit?
Yeah, of course.
I'll get this cleaned up. Then I promised I'd help Frieda. She's laying on some sandwiches for the darts match tonight.
Cool. Is Wayne playing?
No idea. He's disappeared again.
OK, Matt. I'm going to wait for Jenny outside.
All right.
I'm not sure when I'll be back. It'll depend on how long Mum wants to look round the laurels.
Hang on.
What is it?
Nothing. Just want to say goodbye properly. See you later.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do while I'm gone?
Oh, I've got a few phone calls I need to make.
Oh?
Yeah, I've been trying to get hold of Terry. The cash he's been sending me from the shoe business, it seems to have dried up. I haven't had a payment for over a month now.
Are you concerned?
Not sure. That's why I need to speak to him.
OK, well, good luck.
Ta.
Oh, that'll be Jenny.
All right. Hope it goes OK with you, Mum.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
At least she wants Jack to go into a care home now.
Yeah, well, that's what she says.
What?
I just hope she likes what she sees.
Frieda told me to bring you this.
Oh, what is it?
Treacle sponge.
Oh.
I asked her if I could have some, but she said that your need was greater than mine.
Thanks, Kirsty. Oh, is there no one in the pub?
Oh, it's been quiet for a while, and I can see if anyone comes in from here.
I'm sorry I was in such a bad mood earlier.
Oh, that's okay. Frieda said you haven't heard from Wayne since Friday. You worried?
No. It's just like him, isn't it? He always does this.
Have you been round to Neville's?
Yeah. No, his stuff's still... But he never had much. He'll probably drift by and pick it up when he feels like it.
What's your mum said?
Not a lot. But I can see she's thinking the same.
And you've tried calling?
Can't get through. It's typical. Just as soon as you've started thinking that maybe it'll be different, he goes and proves that he'll always be exactly the same.
You don't know that for sure.
No, I do. But after the last few weeks, I just can't believe that he'd do this to me again.
Do you think he'd get on very well here?
Oh, absolutely.
I know it's not as upmarket as the Willows,
no.
But I mean the staff.
Yeah, I agree. They do seem very good.
And that nurse that Mum's talking to, well, she seems so kind.
Yeah.
I just know they'd make Jack feel at home.
But does Mum agree, though?
Oh, I can't tell.
No, neither can I. Has she said any more to you about the village shop?
No, not since last week.
I think Price is right. Mum and Jack have subsidised it for so long.
Well, I know.
No one could blame her for letting it go now.
Converting it into a flat, though. We'd all miss the shop if it went.
Well, I know, but I just think Mum's finances need to be as simple as possible.
Yes.
It's all just become too much for us.
Hello, Mum. Have you had a nice chat?
I was asking about meals. You know how much Jack likes his liver and onions.
Did they say they could do it?
She wasn't sure. She said I was welcome to bring in treats.
Oh, well, it's bound to be tricky. I mean, they can't cook for everyone individually.
No.
Just think how many more things would be better, though. You saw that amazing bath and the way it tilts. And you know how hard Jack finds it to wash now.
Well, there'd be so many things for him to do, Mum.
Hmm. Did you see the list on the wall?
I did look. I can't remember.
Well, they've got yoga and singing. And
I think I even saw aromatherapy on there.
Yes, yeah. Lots of things that are going to help keep Jack's mind active.
Yes.
I think it's ever so good.
What about his room? Would it look out over the garden like the ladies we saw?
Well, I'm not sure.
Because some of them look onto the car park. And Jack does like to watch the birds in the trees.
Well, I imagine it'll depend on which room becomes available first.
Listen, why don't we go and have another word with the manager?
Yes, all right.
And she may be able to tell you more about the rooms.
We're never going to find somewhere that's perfect, Mum.
No.
It's going to be different for him.
Well, let's see. I'm sure we can find a solution to most things.
Thanks, Jazz. Yeah, all right, I'll see you then.
Jazz, are okay?
Yeah. No, he's going to take me into town on Thursday. Cheer me up. Oh, thanks for swapping.
Oh, that's okay. If it means I get next Friday off.
Yeah.
Fallon.
What?
Hello, sweetheart.
What? Dad!
What?
Well, where the hell have you been?
Shall I put the kettle on?
Oh, yes, please.
Right.
A cup of tea will be lovely. It's been such a long afternoon. There's so much to think about.
I know, Mum. But you don't need to worry. We're all here to help you make the right decision.
Yes.
Of course, there are other places we should look at. There's the Willows. And there was somewhere else that takes dementia patients near Feldwich. I can't think of the name.
Feldwich?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no. I want Jack to go into the Laurels.
But I thought...
Right, I'll be off then. Jack settled in his chair.
Lillian?
I think he rather enjoyed himself at the day centre today.
Lillian, Mum says she wants Jack to go into the Laurels.
Do you? Yes. You both seem very impressed, and I know I might not like it very much.
Oh, Mum, honestly, if you're not happy with Jack going there...
No, I mean just having to do it at all.
Oh, yes.
But I can see that they're very good. They'll be able to look after Jack far better than I can now.
Oh, Mum.
The most important thing to me now is that he's close by. I don't want to have to travel miles and miles to see him.
OK, well, we can certainly call tomorrow and put his name down.
Yeah.
Though we don't know how long he'll have to be on the waiting list.
We'll probably still need to look at other homes in the meantime.
No. It has to be the Laurels. I don't want Jack any further away from me than he has to be.
You might have called.
Well, I would have if I'd had any credit. I didn't know you'd think I'd done a runner.
No, well, I just wasn't sure where you were, that's all.
I was on a mission, love. I've been thinking a lot about what you said last week about the band and how you felt you should just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Well, I hated the thought of you giving up your music. So there's this lad I know. He's young and he hasn't got a lot of professional experience. None, but he does play a blinding lead guitar.
Right.
So,
What's this?
I got you a number and a demo CD.
Is this what you went into town for?
Of course. Well, I'd lost his number, hadn't I? And it was a bit tricky getting hold of him at first. Oh, tell you what, love, just have a listen. He might not be what you're looking for, but then again...
Okay.
Fallon, I'd never leave you, you know. Not again.
Look, why don't we listen to this now?
Well, yeah, sure, if you like.
Might as well. Come on, then you can tell me more about this guy.
Honey, poor Robert. If you need an excuse to have a few pints, I think becoming a granddad's a good one.
So when was this?
Last night. And when Linda tracked him down, he was on his fourth. Oh, he's not exactly a hardened drinker.
No.
So she had to pour him into the car. I don't know how many times I've had to stop on the way to Surrey.
Matt? Oh, there you are, Puss. You saw me note, then?
Yeah, I've just got back.
Hi, Lillian. Can I get you anything?
Maybe in a minute.
OK. You all right there, gents?
So, how did it go with your mum?
Good, I think. She's happy with the Laurels.
All right.
Now we just have to hope that a vacancy comes up soon.
What, someone pops their clogs, you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's the horrible truth of it. Anyway, what about you? How come you're down here?
Yeah, well...
Did you manage to get hold of Terry?
No. And it doesn't look like I'm going to for a while.
Why?
He's in India. Probably.
What do you mean, probably?
He's done a runner. I called a couple of mutual friends and no one's seen hide nor hair of him for weeks. The office he was working out of isn't registered to his company anymore. I know.
What?
You don't have to say it. You told me I'd lose me money.
I didn't breathe a word, Matt.
I was an idiot to think it could ever be a sound investment.
You're not an idiot. I'm just trying to carry on.
Yeah, well.
Is there no way of getting the money back?
No, you remember, it was all cash in hand. My name isn't on any of the documents. Oh, if I could just get me hands on
Matt.
I feel like flying out to Mumbai. I bet I could track him down. Can't be that many expats with a perma-tan and fluorescent teeth.
Yeah, you're not serious.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do anything, no point.
Good.
I'll just have to write it off. Put the whole mess down as a lesson I should never have had to learn.
Oh, I think that's wise. It'd have only made...
Yeah, made things worse for myself, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Ah, come on, have a drink. I'm going to have another one. Kirsty, when you're ready.
Actually, how about we go out somewhere? We could see if they've got a table at Botticelli's.
Didn't you just hear me? I've been taken for thousands.
Oh, we can afford a nice meal after the day you've had.
Ready for another?
Oh, come on, darling, let's spoil ourselves.
Sorry, Kirsty, false alarm. My good lady here is taking me out to dinner.
Oh, do you want the table here?
No, not tonight, darling. I think we both need to escape for a while. Come on, Tiger, drink up and let's go.
All right, let me just finish this.
Is Mum back yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, never mind. You just have to play it to her when I'm not here.
You're looking cheerful, Fallon.
Dad's brought me a demo of this guitarist he knows. It's fantastic. He's playing stuff on there by Clapton, Hendrix.
Wow.
He's amazing. But he can play like Jack White.
Are you matchmaking, Wayne?
Oh, leave it out. He's my ex-girlfriend's lad, Rollo.
Dad taught him everything he knows.
Oh, he didn't say that.
That's what you told me upstairs.
I said I might have polished up his act a little bit.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I don't believe that. I'm going to ask him to try out for the band.
Oh, to replace Finn?
Yeah. Oh, I've been so close to packing it all in. I can't wait to tell Mum. If this guy works out, the Lies might still have a future.
So, how does it feel?
What's that?
Now that the herd is yours, it must feel different.
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm still doing the same things. It's not like my daily routine's changed.
Oh, but come on. You're your own boss now, Ed. I mean, that's got to feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
See, I knew it.
Feels great, actually.
Good. Because it's onwards and upwards from here. I've printed out the directions off the computer.
Oh, right.
All being well, one of these Guernsey breeders will come up trumps. You all right to navigate?
Yeah, sure. I've arranged to go to the farm near Kidlington first.
All right.
And then we'll go to the one in Warborough.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Morning, Ed.
Oh. Oh, Vicky.
Sorry, Bab. Can you see me back here?
Oh, no. Well, I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, Vicky's decided to come with us, haven't you, love?
That's right. After all, we are business partners now.
Vicky wants to learn more about the cows we're looking at.
Sure.
Oh, don't worry, though. I won't get in your way. I'll be a backseat driver. Quite literally.
Yeah, right.
No. You should ask any questions you want, love. Shouldn't she, Ed?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're buying them.
No, you're the experts. I'm just here for a nice day out. Apart from anything else, I need to escape the stress of the garden. Mike, did I tell you? They still don't know when our bench is going to be delivered yet.
Yeah, you said.
Oh, I'll be so upset if it's not here when Linda and Robert come for dinner.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Now then, shall we get going?
Oh, yes, let's.
Ed? You going to put your seatbelt on?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come on then, let's hit the road.
Oh, so you have spoken to him?
Yes, I've just been over to the gallery.
And?
He said he'd be more than happy to run things.
Ah, good old Lewis. You can always depend on him.
Nigel, do you need some larger Wellingtons?
No, these are fine. Once they're on... Ah!
Okay. Ah. Well, I've given Lewis the number for the organisers. If he becomes their first point of contact...
Yes.
...then we can stay concentrated on the rest of the house.
Absolutely. It's so important that we make a success at this.
Mm. Well, I don't see why it shouldn't be. A 3-day antique fair in the run-up to Christmas. Actually, I'm hoping it's going to bring in a lot of new visitors.
Yeah. But it would be great if it became a regular event.
That's true.
Have you thought which rooms we're going to use? Come on.
Well, there's the library and the ballroom. And I expect some of the stall holders can go in the gallery.
Okay.
I'll have a chat about it with Lewis, then.
Fine. Oh. Eventually.
Well done.
Right. I'd better get out to the grape pickers.
Yeah. Say hello to David and Kenton for me.
Will do.
Oh, and Nigel, have you spoken to Mike yet?
Mike?
About his tree warden walk on Friday.
Oh, no, not yet.
Well, you really need to confirm the details.
Yes, all right, but I have to do it later. I must go.
Of course.
I can't keep the pickers waiting any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Savelle grapes, for that matter.
So that must be the sire, then.
Yeah.
He's a fine-looking animal. Good shoulders, well-balanced.
Mm. You know, I like what the bloke was saying about the amount of forage in the ration. Yeah. That's the type we're looking for.
Oh, yes. Fewer concentrates, the better.
What was the average butter fat? 4.5, 4.6?
Oh, couldn't tell you.
I know the protein was 3.31.
Hello, you two!
Oh, there you are!
Isn't it just gorgeous here?
It's a beautiful spot. Where have you been?
I was looking at the house.
Mike. Mm.
You know, they've got the same lights on the pathways. We're getting in the garden.
Really?
Yeah. Mike, can you remember what he said about longevity?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. I was helping you at the time when I left.
What? Oh, and he let me bottle feed that little one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear either.
Oh, but wasn't she sweet? And those eyelashes. I promise you, Ed, if we buy you some calves like that, you won't be able to keep me away.
So, what now? Do you reckon we're done here?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should have asked.
Oh, I did enjoy it, though. Was I okay?
You mean with the calf? Mm. Well, of course. You looked a natural love.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it did make me feel like a proper country woman.
Look, you know what? Forget it. We need to get going anyway.
Yeah, well, we ought to find some lunch.
Well, if we head down towards Walborough.
Yeah. Oh, sure to pass a petrol station on the way.
What? No!
What's the matter?
We can't do that. How about that pub?
Pub?
The one I commented on that looked lovely.
But it's back in the wrong direction, love.
Oh, only by 10 minutes.
I'm fine with just a sandwich.
Rubbish. Oh, come on, love. Hmm? I'd like to treat Ed. I mean, it's a special day, isn't it? Oh. We should be marking it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ed, what do you say?
Well, if that's what you want, then...
I do.
Yeah, all right, then.
Great.
We're going to have to eat really quick.
Some more brie, David.
He must be joking. How much is there?
Oh, there's plenty. I think Hugh thought he was preparing a picnic for 80, not 18.
Yeah, I should say so.
Go on. It's hard work, this grape picking.
Well, all right then.
Good. And there's some more cordial if you want it.
Cheers.
Oh, by the way, what was Kenton saying to you?
Huh?
Just now. Something about Alistair's father and a Mr. Sandlin.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, apparently Jim has been seen consorting with Kenton's boss from the CAF.
What do you mean, consorting?
They've had a couple of beers together.
Huh.
And now Kenton thinks that his best new buddy is cheating on him.
Oh, I see.
I haven't mentioned that Jim was over at ours on Saturday. Don't want to enrage the green-eyed monster.
Well, that makes a bit more sense.
Hardly.
So what was Jim doing at yours?
Oh, he'd bought Daniel a rocket. And Shula wouldn't let him set it off at the stables.
Right.
Yeah. That was terrific, actually. I mean, it was only a home kit, but went incredibly high. We must have got about 3 or 4 flights out of it.
Oh, that's not bad. And how are things on the farm?
Yeah, OK. We've had a few issues with the soil.
Really? What kind of issues?
It's a bit technical.
No, I don't understand. Go on.
We need to improve the sodium to potassium ratio so that the trace element uptake is more balanced. Basically, I've had to buy in a whole load of Cheshire rock salt to spread on the paddocks.
Salt?
I know. I'm seasoning the cow's salads now. I've heard it all from Bert.
I wasn't thinking any such thing.
Well, the point is that if we balance the sodium and potassium, the grass should be more palatable to the cows.
Ah, you mean the terroir.
What?
The terroir. It's a French term. It describes the characteristics that soil and geography bestow on a particular wine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that.
I learnt all about it when we were considering where to plant the vineyard.
Then you'll know what I'm talking about.
I certainly do.
Great. Well, cheers then.
Yes.
To a vintage Lower Loxley wine.
And sweet, succulent Brookfield grass. Cheers.
Cheers.
Poor Susan. It must be awful not knowing if she's got a job or not.
It's not nice.
And Brenda wasn't very happy either, was she?
Well, she heard about it from Tom.
And of course it was her mum's shop.
Right.
It'd be such a shame if Peggy did decide to close it.
Yeah. Look, Mike, can you remember, what was the second guy saying about yields?
Oh,
Now you're asking.
Because I can't remember. I wish I'd written more down.
Yeah, well, we weren't exactly there for very long.
I told you, if we'd taken that left turn, like I said, we'd have got there sooner.
We'd have got there sooner if we hadn't stopped for dessert.
Oh, that sticky toffee pudding. It was worth it, wasn't it,
Ed? I don't know, I only got a spoonful.
Mike, don't bother driving me down to the cottage. You can just drop me off in the yard if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no problem.
Can we go to the supermarket after this? I need to pick up the rest of the ingredients for Friday.
Oh, can't you go tomorrow morning? I was going to pop over to Lower Loxley.
No, I have to start cooking tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I only need to speak to Nigel for 5 minutes.
I wish I could get hold of Linda. It's funny, I've left a few messages on the house phone, but she hasn't got back to me.
Here we go.
I don't suppose you happen to know, Ed.
Hmm?
There's nothing Linda and Robert don't eat, is there?
What? No, sorry, I haven't got a clue.
No.
Right, well, I guess I'll catch you tomorrow, Mike.
Yep, you will.
Oh, bye, Ed. It's been a fabulous day. I'm even more excited about the future now that we've done it.
Good. I'll see you then. Yeah, and thanks for driving, Mike.
Ta-ra!
Evening, Ed.
Oh, David.
Hello. You all right?
You look kind of shell-shocked.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Down to Oxfordshire to meet a couple of Guernsey breeders.
Oh, yeah, you said. How'd it go?
Haven't a clue.
What?
I can't remember. Vicky came with us and she wouldn't stop talking. I've only got about half the information I need.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose you can always call them back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to, because I didn't learn enough today.
Please, come on in. Yeah, come on in.
Oh, my goodness.
Evening, Nigel.
Honestly, don't stand in the doorway.
Well, I don't know if I should. We've been tramping around farms all day.
Don't worry about that, love.
No.
Oh, it's so grand, though.
Well, I've been picking grapes all day, so neither of us should be here.
About this walk, then, Nigel.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we've had quite a lot of interest.
Oh, great.
I just need to know, where would you like us to direct everyone when they arrive?
I hadn't thought.
How about the orangery? Then at least any early birds can have a drink before you take them up onto the treetop walk.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Will you be joining in, Vicky?
Me? Oh, no. I can't, I'm afraid. I'm preparing a dinner party.
Oh.
But you're tagging along, aren't you, Nigel?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it'll be fairly straightforward stuff. I'll be collecting seeds and showing folk how to identify them properly.
Nigel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm down here, darling.
Oh, hello.
Oh. All right, Elizabeth?
Is everything OK?
Yes. I just wanted to tell you, I just got off the phone to Linda. You know Robert's daughter's had a baby?
No!
No, didn't.
Oh, right. Well, it's a little boy, Oscar Henry.
Oh!
Lovely.
£7.6. Linda's absolutely over the moon.
I bet she is.
So they've gone down to visit?
That's right. They're in Hazelmere.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it?
Explains what?
Vicky's been trying to get in touch with Linda.
Do you know when they're going to be back?
I'm not sure. She didn't say. I think it's a good thing they're down there, though. Coriander's had to stay in hospital for a couple of days.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right. I don't think it's serious.
No. But, I mean, my dinner party. Mike.
Oh, don't panic, love.
Dinner party?
Oh, is this the one you're having on Friday?
That's right. Linda and Robert are meant to be coming, and I've already bought the smoked salmon.
Oh, I see.
Well, never mind, eh?
Never mind. I've got everything planned. I mean, what am I supposed to do if they can't make it?
It's a shame you didn't get here sooner. You could have heard him play.
Sounds like you taught him well, Wayne. He's a talented lad,
he's
all right.
He's just perfect, Jazzer. He looks the part, too.
Mind, you're going to need to bring him out of his shell.
No.
He's your lead guitarist, Fallon. You can't let him just hover in the corner.
Dad.
You want him out front, whipping up the crowd.
We're not one of your hard rock bands. Rollo's a bit like Graham Coxon, you know?
Sure.
It's kind of nerdy, but completely channeled into his guitar.
And now he needs to let it out and give a performance.
Dad!
Look, you agree with me, don't you, Jazzer? I bet you'd like a blistering solo.
I'm not saying anything. I just put the drums in the van.
Well, I think he's great. And the rest of the band agrees.
So, You off clubbing then?
Huh?
Well, I thought you were going out to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, we should get moving. Mm-hmm. I told the others we'd meet him at 9.
Are you sure you definitely want to go anything?
What?
Me and your dad were having a good game of darts.
Are you kidding? I'm ready for a big night out. I'm sorry, Dan.
No. You go and enjoy yourself. I can beat Jazzer any time.
What do you reckon, dear?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. Come on, you.
Well, I'll see you soon.
Sure. And, Dad?
What?
I just wanted to say, getting the band back playing again, it's just so...
Oh, I know.
I can't tell you.
Look, it's all right. You don't have to.
Well, thank you.
Oh, don't waste your kisses on me. Go and find some lucky bloke to give them to.
Okay. You ready?
Guess so.
Come on, then. Let's get out of here. Hitting the bottle?
Hello. Yeah, I thought, why not? We're going to have another crate of Chateau Nigel coming soon. We haven't even finished last year's.
Oh, you better pour me a glass then.
Are you sure? I'm going to just have a sip and then fall asleep like you normally do.
Oh, mate, that's my prerogative.
There you go.
Thanks. Well, it's not been a bad day.
No. I thought I was going to be up all night with that heifer, but the calf came pretty quickly in the end.
And she's a beauty too.
Mm. Yeah, sturdy little thing.
Did you manage to get all the rock salt down?
Yep. Just need to do the rest of the paddocks once the cows have finished grazing them.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, all in all, been a good day.
And how about Golden Balls?
Have I known?
You should have seen him when he got back from training. He came tearing into the house.
Well, Josh deserves it. He's been so determined to get another match.
Yeah.
Doing all his keepy-uppies in the yard.
I feel a bit guilty. I don't think I'll be able to make it to the game.
Oh?
I meant to be going to Wolverhampton, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, of course.
For Diwali. Yeah. I mean, I suppose I could tell Usha I can't make it.
No.
But she did invite me weeks ago.
No, really, it's fine. Josh will just have to make do with me.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Come on. Let's go and sit down. Then you can nod off over your wine.
Hey!
What?
Oh, hello, Pet.
Oh, yeah?
Hi.
Have a nice time with Jonathan.
It was okay.
Do you want something to eat?
No.
There's leftovers in the fridge.
I said I'm fine.
Pip?
I've got college work to do.
Okay. Well, if you want, I can always heat up some shepherd's pie.
What do you think that was all about?
So, Jazzer?
Huh?
Are you getting me a drink or not?
Aye, sorry. Are you sure you don't want a shot or anything?
Yeah.
It's just that by the time I get served...
No, beer's fine. Are you okay?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Aye, what about you?
Well, what do you think?
I'm glad you seem to be getting on a lot better with your dad.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stop worrying so much about him disappearing again. He's obviously trying to put things right between you.
I suppose. It's just... Oh, I don't know.
What?
Well, just because he's done this, it doesn't mean he's suddenly going to change the way he's been all my life. But you're right. He's been great. I don't know what I'd have done if he hadn't found Rollo. Jazzo? Can't you hear me?
Sorry.
What's the matter with you tonight? Is this because of Annette?
Get off, will you? I didn't even know she was going to be here.
Because, you know, she hasn't stopped staring at you since we arrived.
So?
Well, I thought it might be making you uncomfortable.
Nah, she can do what she wants. I thought she had a new boyfriend anyway.
And then there was that girl in the queue.
Girl?
Well, the one who seemed to know you particularly well.
Nah, it's got nothing to do with her.
What hasn't?
Nothing. Listen, Fallon, I think...
Jazzo? Who is that?
Nobody. Look, I'm not getting anywhere with this barman. If you flash him a smile, I reckon you'll get served faster.
Well, so where are you going?
Just outside for a fag.
But hold on, Jazzo!
All right, I'll turn it down. What do you want?
I just
wanted to check you were okay.
I'm fine.
Oh, it's getting late. You're not still working, are you?
I've got to get this work done for tomorrow.
Right. You seemed a bit upset when you came in.
Mum!
Well, I was just concerned. I thought you might have had an argument with Jonathan.
No!
All right.
There's nothing wrong between me and Jonathan. I've just got loads of work, which I can't get done if you're pestering me all the time.
Okay. Well, if that's what it is, maybe you shouldn't have gone out this evening. You don't want to burn the candle at both ends, pet. And if you're finding doing your college work a bit of a struggle...
Mum, honestly...
I'm just saying, you do seem quite stressed at the moment. And if you've seen Jonathan and working on the farm
Mum,
as well...
Mum, I'm okay. It's just... It's different, that's all. The college expects you to do a lot more work by yourself. I've just got to get used to it.
Well, if you're sure you can manage...
Really, that's all it is. You don't need to worry.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'd better let you get up.
Thank you.
I don't want to stay up too long, though. You need to get your sleep.
Mum, just go to bed.
All right. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Night.
Night.
Seriously, Fallon, you don't need to follow me.
Just wait!
You're having a good time. Just go back and say it with everybody else.
Jazza, just tell me what's going on.
I just need to go, that's all.
Why?
Well, there was this guy.
What guy?
Me and his fiancée.
Oh, don't tell me.
I didn't know she was engaged to him. The trouble was, I was kind of seeing his sister at the time.
Jazza! God, are there any women in this town that you haven't slept with?
Isn't it funny? This fella gets hard on me, I'm never going to be of use to a woman again.
All right.
So that's why I need to make myself scarce. But that doesn't mean that you need to follow me. Just go back inside,
no,
seriously.
No, Jazza.
I'll be just dandy.
No, we want to make sure that you're safe.
Oi, you.
Brilliant.
Is that him?
Yeah,
aye.
You.
How are you doing? Are the wedding plans coming along okay?
Jazza?
Aye. I'll give you two. Let's get him,
doing?
Lad.
Run!
Come on, run. What are they doing? I'll tell you what.
So is she still working?
Yeah. She says she's expected to do a lot more work on her own.
Right.
I'm not so sure, though.
Well, if she says she's OK.
I know.
I mean, it is a big step going up to sixth form. I'm sure Pip can cope there.
I hope so.
Well, it's going to be half term soon.
Well, that's true.
She's got a whole week in Egypt to look forward to.
Yeah. I checked the weather for Sharmil Sheikh the other day. It was in the high 20s.
Oh, can't wait. A whole week with nothing to do except lie in the sun and relax.
Won't you be worrying about Joe's ferrets?
Well.
I thought we were going to come back to find them in the bed.
Yeah, but I'm used to sharing my bed with a small furry creature.
Hey! Furry?
Your feet are cold. Stop it.
How dare you?
Take it back. I'm sorry.
Good.
No, but seriously, I'm not going to worry.
Really?
So the Grundys are going to be living in my house. That's fine. Adam's going to be keeping an eye on things anyway.
You don't sound that convinced.
No, I mean it. When I am lying on that beach, there won't be anything further from my mind.
Really, Fallon, if you want to get him...
It's fine.
You should call for a cab.
Oh, what do you think I am? Made of money.
Well, I've got some cash.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking, Jazza. I'm not leaving you here on your own.
All right, but... You know, this lot will be a couple of hours before they get me stitched up.
Well, then you're just going to have to put up with me, aren't you?
Aye, I guess so.
Could be worse. We were so lucky that bottle didn't do more damage.
I've got a strong skull, haven't I?
Yeah, and with nothing inside. How are the plans for your wedding going?
You think your apology would have been better?
You never know. Because if those two bouncers hadn't broken it up...
Yeah, I could have taken them.
Seriously, Jazza, you need to calm down. I mean, if you keep messing around...
Messing around?
Yes. And with the kind of girls that you go for...
What kind of girls?
Oh, come on, don't make me say it.
I like these kind of lassies.
Yeah, I know. And you're just as bad. If you carry on like this, you're going to get yourself into more trouble. It's not as if you couldn't do better. What, you don't believe me?
I appreciate your concern, but I'm not ready to settle down quite yet.
No, no, I'm not saying you should settle down. If you just tidied up your act a tad, I mean, you're a good-looking guy. You're tall, you're broad.
He's a brick.
Well, I know you'd never admit it, but you're actually kind of a sweetheart. Admittedly, it would be nice if you shaved more than twice a week. Huh? Perhaps you could go to the hairdressers instead of getting your mum to do it with a set of clippers.
What are you saying about my hair?
Just that there are plenty of nice girls out there who are with guys who scrub up a lot worse than you.
Nice lassies, eh?
That's right. Girls who don't cheat on their fiancé or aren't jealous and obsessive. Just a girl who'd like to spend some proper time with you, you know? Just having fun and being together.
A lassie like you mean?
Me?
Aye.
What, with you? God, no!
I didn't mean you.
I know where you've been.
Oh, cheers.
But yeah, maybe someone who's as much of a friend, not just another notch on the bedpost. Can you imagine that?
Aye. Since you put it that way, I reckon I can.
Honestly, Susan, nothing's safe.
Oh, well, no.
I told him. Everything on the top two shelves of the fridge was for tonight's dinner. But did he listen?
No, they don't.
Mike still helped himself to the cheddar.
Well, this is very nice.
Oh, sure. It's going in a three-cheese dip anyway.
Mm. So, how are the preparations going?
Oh, I think I'm nearly there. Barring any more disasters.
Oh, good.
Mike picked up the new garden furniture this morning. 50% off.
Fantastic.
And at least we should actually have some guests to sit on it now.
Oh, of course. Linda and Robert have been away, haven't they?
Visiting their new grandson. I didn't actually get through to Linda until yesterday evening.
So, are they back?
No. Ooh, in fact, they're probably on the road now.
Fingers crossed, then.
Huh?
With the traffic, especially on a Friday afternoon.
You don't think
that... Oh, no. I'm sure they'll have left in plenty of time.
Yes. Well, I suppose I shall get back to the kitchen.
Of course. Well, it was nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and Susan.
Yes?
I just wanted to say we're thinking of you. It must be horrible living with so much uncertainty.
Sorry?
It's good to see you still chipper.
Uncertainty?
Why then?
Oh, Vicky?
Oh, can you keep your voice down, please?
What? Oh, you're not still on Gover, are you?
Oh, it's just not shifting.
Where did you go?
Oh, just a club in town.
And no one thought to say you'd had enough? Not even Max?
Max wasn't there.
Oh.
Jazza was. He was there with Fallon. Although they rushed off pretty early.
They're not going out together, are they?
Well... If they are, she's welcome to him.
Yes, exactly. No point pining over a lad like Jazza.
No.
You've got Max now. Oh, he sounds much better.
Mm.
Oh, look, you might as well finish early. I can't bear to watch you suffer.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Go upstairs and have a lie down.
You've got the wine, haven't you, Robert?
It's right here, Lindy.
And the photographs of baby Oscar?
They're in your handbag.
What? Are they?
You put them in there before we left.
Oh, yes, right. Don't mean all this rushing about. I don't feel as if I've had time to catch my breath.
Well, you can relax now. We're back home. We're going to have a very pleasant evening with friends.
I do need to think about this offer that Brian's made me.
Lindy?
Well, he's put me in quite a dilemma. I mean, there is a principle at stake here.
Oh.
But then... Well, if we can come up with a use for the land that's going to be of real value...
Well, just don't be as rash as you were with Glenn.
I'm sorry.
You do hold yourself to a very high standard. Sometimes there's room for compromise.
Well, I'm not suggesting I should have agreed to spy on the guests for him.
No.
Well, I don't care if he does publish his rotten photos.
You didn't have to resign, though.
Oh, Robert, honestly.
I like doing the restaurant reviews. Where are we going to get our free dinners now?
They're going to be here any minute.
Oh, what are they doing there?
Mike, you've left this bag of pine cones by the door.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
There you are.
Well, I'm going to move them now, aren't
I? What have you got them for, anyway?
Well, I'm going to dry them out, then me and Phoebe's are going to plant the seeds.
Oh, I see. Come here. Your collar's not straight.
Oh.
Well, I wish you'd told me you were going to get back so late.
Sorry, you weren't expected to.
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, it was a great afternoon, though. Lots of people come on the walk. They all wanted to ask questions about the seeds they'd collected.
OK, so the heater's lit and warming the patio, and the dips and crudités are ready to go.
Oh, Vicky, I did want to ask you one thing. You won't bring up the footpath, will you?
Footpath?
The one at Home Farm. I know you want to support Linda.
I do.
But you do have to be careful with these things. Lots of people don't agree with her.
Well, I know you don't.
And I'm not the only one. Just be aware that Linda has got a bit of a reputation around her.
Right.
She doesn't understand everything.
Fine, I won't bring it up.
Oh, thanks, love.
Not if you're going to argue with her. Oh, no. That'll be them. Mike, will you put those pine cones away somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, Linda! Hey. Robert.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Come on in.
I hope we're not late.
No.
Good evening, Mike.
Hello, Linda.
Look, Mike, can I give that to you?
Oh.
It is a lovely little Beaujolais we picked up last time we were in France.
Oh, right. Thanks. That's very nice.
Oh, will you put it in the kitchen, Mike?
Yeah.
Shall we go straight through to the garden?
Oh, yes, why not?
I've already prepared some aperitifs on the terrace.
Lovely. I can't wait to see everything you've done.
Oh, well, come on, then. This way.
How's your head? Any better?
Yeah, a bit.
Oh, good.
I was having a nap.
Oh, right. Look, well, I won't keep you. It's just you forgot your keys.
Oh!
And you're opening up tomorrow, remember?
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
So, Helen not in?
No. She's out having dinner with Leon.
Oh. So you're here by yourself, then. Got no Max coming round?
No.
Oh, well, probably for the best, eh? You've got to be up early in the morning.
I'm not seeing Max anymore, Susan.
Oh.
He's got a new job with a construction company.
Oh, what's that?
So he's moving back to Loughborough in a month's time.
Loughborough? Oh, well, that's not too far away. Couldn't you...
No, he didn't want to. Said we hadn't been going out long enough for that kind of commitment.
Oh, right.
Wanted us to carry on until he left, though.
But you didn't want to.
Forget that. He either wants to be with me or he doesn't.
Yes.
And he doesn't. So that's that.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, love.
Yeah, well, could be worse. Probably going to be out of a job soon.
What do you mean?
Helen's gran. She's going to close the shop, isn't she? I heard her talking about it on the phone.
Who was? Helen?
Yeah.
And she said Peggy was going to close the shop.
Well, she's thinking about it. She wants to convert it into another flat. What? Didn't you know?
So, that's what you do with birch and alder.
Right.
Now, with acorns, you want to drop them in a bucket of water. The ones that sink, they're the plumpest, and they're the ones you want to plant out.
Really? I didn't know. Very interesting.
So, is it... What do you think? Hasn't Beverly done a great job?
Well, yes. She's certainly put in a lot of effort.
Hello, you two.
Oh, yeah.
Where you been? Thought you got lost there for a minute.
Well, there was a lot to show you, wasn't there?
Well, there was indeed. Ooh, I think you must have more lights out here than you do inside the cottage.
Oh, isn't it magical, though? I think the whole garden comes alive at night.
Mm.
I just love my new bench. Yes. Shame there are so many moths. So, what have you two been talking about?
Oh, well...
Mike's been telling him about his walk at Lower Loxley.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Have you shown him the photos of Oscar?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. He's a sweet little chap.
Oh, he's a delight. And you know the doctors gave him a perfect Apgar score.
Blindy.
Oh, they did.
Sorry, Apgar.
It's a test they give the baby as soon as it's born. It's just to check there aren't any problems. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think it's a sign of great things to come. And I'm his step-grandmother, so I'm allowed to be biased.
Of course you are, darling.
Did you take the pictures, Robert?
Yeah, most of them.
Oh, you're ever so good. I just love that one he did of Linda for the Flower and Produce show.
You mean the Andy Warhol tribute?
That's right, all those colours.
That's hanging up on the wall in our living room now.
Right, well, Oh, look, my glass is nearly empty. Can I get anyone else a top-up?
Yeah, I'll have another one,
Mike. Not for me, thanks.
Ah, right, you are. Vicky, look.
No, it's OK. I'll get them.
No, you stay here with Robert and Linda.
No, I need to put the top-up on anyway.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
Honestly, these moths.
And what do you think of the garden? Puts our little solar lanterns to shame.
Oh, Robert, don't. All these lights. I'm obviously going to have to teach Vicky a few things about environmental responsibility.
Mm, good luck.
And as for these outdoor heaters, you don't think you could turn it down a bit, do you?
Hang on. There's a knob here.
Oh, it shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, sorry, aren't you warm enough? Here, let me turn that up a bit. No one you catching a cold.
No, thank you.
I've had some very interesting news, Vicky.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. Brian came to see me on Monday. Mm. It seems that my taking the moral high ground may have paid off.
Really?
He's offered me a bit of land.
Oh, he's offered the village a bit of land.
Exactly. In recompense for me conceding over the path.
Ah, right, I see.
The parish council could use it for whatever we deem fit.
Such as a nature refuge.
Well, that was Brian's suggestion, yes.
Well, that does sound good. Well done, Linda.
No, I haven't given in just yet.
Oh.
But the more I think about it, I mean, if it were just about me, I'd stick to the principle. Our historic rights of way need protecting.
Absolutely.
But I have the rest of the village to consider. Mm. And if this land can be of real benefit...
Could be a sculpture park.
Indeed.
How about a BMX track, somewhere for the youngsters to go?
Aww. Possibly.
Here we are.
Hey, Mike, can you hear what Linda has to say about the footpath?
Footpath?
That's right.
Well, I don't think we need to talk about that, do we?
Well, I wonder who that could be.
Shall I...
No, you listen to Linda. Starters are on the table when you're ready, by the way.
So, then...
Yes, as I was saying, Brian has offered me a piece of community land in exchange for dropping my objection to the footpath.
Oh, I see.
Lindy, you could even use it as a green burial plot. We were only saying it's such a shame there isn't one near us.
You what?
Do you know that's not such a bad idea, Robert?
Green burials?
I'm sorry, Vicky. I know you're entertaining.
Is everything okay?
Well, I'm not sure. What do you know about the shop closing?
The shop?
Well, that's what you meant earlier, wasn't it? When you said about things being uncertain.
Yes, but I thought...
No, I've only just heard.
Oh, well, Brenda told us.
What did she say?
Only that Peggy was considering closing.
No.
I guess so.
Mike.
We decided to come inside. Oh, hello, Susan.
Evening.
Can you remember exactly what Brenda said about... closing the shop?
Only that it's what Peggy's accountants advised her to do.
This isn't the village shop you're talking about.
That's right.
Oh, no, how dreadful.
Except nobody's spoken to me about it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Susan.
Well, I don't think they've made a decision.
I can't lose my job, though, not now.
Honestly, Susan, I wouldn't panic.
No, not until it actually happens.
But what if it does? That shop means everything to me. I don't know what else I'd do.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.